The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
We're in the laws of Shabbos, Simen Ayin Ches, Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah b'Shabbos v'Yomtev v'Chiyuvah. The laws of reading from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and those who are obligated or are supposed to be called up to the Torah. We are up to Sif Zayin. In a day, a Shabbos, that you have to remove three Sefer Torah, which happens at the most three times a year, either on Shabbos Chanukah, which is also Rosh Chodesh, you need one Sefer Torah for the regular weekly Parsha, one for the reading of Rosh Chodesh and one for the reading of Chanukah, or either on Rosh Chodesh Adar or Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where you need one for the regular weekday, regular weekly Parsha, one for the reading of Rosh Chodesh, and the other one, the third one, either for Parsha Shkolin on Rosh Chodesh Adar or for Parsha Zachodesh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So in such a situation, you need three Sifrei Torah. Vainly in Elishnah, you only have two Sifrei Torah. So the Kitzur instructs us, only a garden Lewis has Shani and Likris by Mashat Tzrich and Likris B'Shlishi. So you first read from the first Sefer Torah the regular week's Parsha. Then you took the second Sefer and you read the reading of Rosh Chodesh. So now the question is, should you bring back the first Sefer? Should you, in the interim, roll the first Sefer, the first Torah, to where you need to read at the end, which is, let's say, the Chanukah reading or the Parshas Shkolim or Parshas HaChodesh? Or should you just leave the second Sefer Torah on the Bima and you should roll it to the proper third reading? So the Kitzur tells us you shouldn't roll the second one. That's considered Tirchot HaTzibur. It's too much a time waster inconsiderate for the congregation. They have to wait while you're rolling it. And therefore, you should take the first Sefer to read from it. And they should have made sure to roll it in the interim to the right spot. If they neglected to do so, then there's more tichos tibur, is more exertion and wait for the congregation in order to bring back the first one and then to roll it, so then you should roll the second one. But again, preferably you should organize it in advance, plan in such a way where you roll the first sefer while they're reading from the second sefer. Sifches, in mitzvah psul b'sefer Torah, if a psul, something, a mistake was found in the Sefer, a defect, something which renders it invalid. Nisbaru hadin in the Simen Chav Dalet, the rules were discussed earlier in Simen Chav Dalet. The Nitsa Psul Bemtsa Kriyasam after, if, and he said then, was that basically whenever you find the mistake, you stop laning right there, you take out a second Sefer, and you continue the laning, continue the reading where you're up to, and then when you finish that portion, then the person who got the Aliyah, received the Aliyah, he says the end bracha, the end blessing, and you continue. That's the proper procedure. However, if you found the mistake, the defect, in the middle of the reading of Maftir, so then it depends as follows. If this Maftir is an obligation of the day, meaning it's not just a repetition of the last couple of verses in the Parsha, rather it's a separate reading, which relates to the topic of that day. Again, for example, B'yomtiv, if it's Yomtiv, so you read the Maftir, you read the Karbonis Musaf, the Musaf sacrifices that are brought on that Yomtiv, or Rosh Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that the Maftir is the reading for Rosh Chodesh, a Shkolim, or it's Pasha, one of the four Pashas, like Shkolim, or Zohar, or Poro, or Chachodesh, that's a separate reading, separate obligation to read those words. Ukedaimer, anything similar, Shemitzi and Sefer Torah, Achad L'Maftir, they have a second Sefer Torah, second Torah scroll for Maftir, and you're supposed to read those words, have to be read also. Then, you know, you can read the Pasha Acher, you treat them like any other time you find a mistake, and you, what the Kitzur told us earlier was that you just roll up the Sefer Torah, put it back, take out another kosher Sefer Torah and continue reading where you're up to. And when you finish, the person reading should say the after blessing, person who got the Aliyah should say the bracha achareinu, the after blessing, and continue with the haftarah. However, the Shabbos Pashut, but in the regular Shabbos, Shamafter Chayzer Vekari Masha Karashvi, that the person reading Mafter is repeating some of the verses that the seventh person got the seventh Aliyah already read. Shein, that you don't have to hear those verses again, you heard them already once. Shein Zaisela Mishum Kabbalat Torah, the only reason that the Mafter reads these verses at all is because of the honor of the Torah. And he explains, what do you mean the honor of the Torah? Shemayeh Kavod HaTorah VeKavod HaNavi Shavim. That the honor of the Torah and the honor of the Navi, the prophet, shouldn't be equal. Because if the person reading from the Navi, reading from the prophets, would just get up and read from the Navi without first reading from the Torah, it would seem that they're equal. Shakarya BaTorah MeVarech Tchilah V'Sayim. The person who read from the Torah, he made a blessing before he started reading and after he finished reading. And so too, the one reading from the prophet says a bracha before and afterwards. It looks like they're equal. And therefore, we want to make sure that the Torah is clearly more important. And therefore, our rabbis decreed that the person who's going to read from the prophets afterwards it should also read from the Torah before him, to show that the reading from the Torah is the main reading, and the reading from the prophets is secondary. So therefore, it comes out, these verses are not what they actually have to hear. You heard them already. So in this situation, Bazaar, in this case, in Sefer Torah Acher, you don't take out a second Sefer Torah. El Agraim in the Sefer Torah is that you complete the reading in this Sefer Torah, in this Torah scroll, even though it's invalid. And you don't say the after bracha upon the reading, you just say the Haftarah, the Haftarah, brachas, and the Haftarah you say with the blessings. The Nitzap Sol Kaidim Shabirah Brach Rishonim, but if the mistake was found after the entire Pasha was already read, and all seven people got there, already called up to the Torah, and afterwards they realized that there was a mistake, before the person who got Maftar said any brachas, didn't say any blessings, near it appears the Ishla Haitzi Sefer Torah Achid, you should remove another Sefer Torah, and then the person getting after should say his blessings on the new kosher Sefer Torah. The main Sefer Torah, if there is no other Sefer Torah, however, Azai, then Misha Ala B'Acharena, the person who got the last Aliyah, that he already read from the Torah before they found the mistake, Hu Yemra Haftarah Brachas, he should say the Haftarah together with the Brachas. And because you don't want to call somebody else up to say that Haftarah, because if you do, he won't be able to read from the Torah because you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. Therefore, the person who got the last Aliyah, who already read from the Torah, he should be the one to read the Haftarah with the brachas, with the blessings. If they have not yet said Kaddish, normally after you finish the reading of the Torah, with all the regular Aliyahs, all the regular people who are called up to read, you say Kaddish, and then you call the person from after and he reads again from the Torah. So, in this case, you shouldn't say Kaddish now, rather you should push it off. You say it after the Haftarah, because you're not going to be reading from the Torah again. We don't want to make a break, an interruption between the reading of the Torah and the reading of the Navi. We want to make it clear again that the reading of the Torah takes precedence over the reading of the Navi. And therefore, you should wait to say Kaddish until after the Haftarah is completed. Now, this that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, to take out another Sefer Torah before from after, if you found the mistake before he said his blessings. And Mishnah Berurah says that if Kaddish was not yet said, you should not take out another Sefer Torah. Rather, the proper thing to do, even if they have another Sefer Torah, is that the person who got the last Aliyah should read the Haftarah with the Brachas and say Kaddish afterwards. It's only if you already said Kaddish and there was already an interruption between the reading of the Torah and the Haftarah and the reading of the prophets, the reading of the Navi. In that case, you should take out another Sefer Torah from after, so that the person who's going to read from the Navi, who's going to read the Haftarah, should also read from the Torah beforehand without any breaks in between. And the Mishnah Berurah also says Mr. Brewer says you never take out another Sefer Torah, and if they already had said Kaddish before you found the mistake, then don't take another Sefer Torah. Rather, the person who's going to read the Haftarah should read in this invalid Sefer Torah, should read three psukim, three verses, without saying a blessing before or after it, and then you should say the Haftarah with the brachas, with the blessings. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siftes. Bistimuch of Dal, Sif Aleph. Ms. Bayer, it was explained, the Amnitsa Torah's Bechasa V'yasef, he found a mistake in the Torah scroll, in the Sefer Torah, with letters that are extra or they're missing, meaning they don't change. It doesn't cause a change, Le'a Kriya, not in the vocalization of the word, Le'a Pirish, not in the translation or the understanding of the word. Ein Metzian Sefer Torah, after you don't take out another Sefer Torah. There are many words which they could be ready to, let's say, a cholom, which is an O sound, could be with a vav or without a vav. Whether there's a vav or there or not, doesn't usually, will often not change the meaning or the vocalization. Similarly, a chirik, an E sound, with or without a yud, generally will be pronounced the same and would have the same meaning. And therefore, if you found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, or the missing yud, or an extra yud, or a missing vav, or an extra vav, in one of those cases where the meaning is not changed and the vocalization is not changed, so the rule is, aim with seeing Sefer Torah after, you don't take out another Sefer Torah, you just keep going. Keep reading from the Sefer Torah. Mikol Makim, still, in Nitzah came in Shabbos, you find this mistake on Shabbos, after PhD, aim with seeing Sefer Torah after, you don't take out another Torah scroll, and you continue reading from this Torah scroll, from this Sefer Torah, I'll call upon him, but at the least, still, you should not make any additions. Don't call more than seven people up to the Torah. Because even though we're going to rely that this Sefer Torah is valid, and we're going to allow you to read the minimum number of obligatory aliyahs, which is seven, but you shouldn't add. Even though we say four, you're allowed to add, but in this case, we're really the way we understand that this Sefer Torah is not correct. Our Masorah, our tradition says there should be above there, should not be above there, that the Sefer Torah is incorrect. Even though the rule is, since we acknowledge that maybe we're not so perfect about this, maybe we don't know 100% about Chaseris V'Yaseris, maybe even the Sefer Torah we can take out afterwards, even though it's according to our tradition, maybe it also has an extra vav, or it's missing a yud or something, and therefore there's no reason to take out a second Sefer Torah still, since as far as we can tell, as far as our tradition is concerned, this Sefer Torah does not have the right letters, so therefore you shouldn't call more than the requisite, the minimum obligatory number of aliyahs if people are called up to read the Torah, and you shouldn't even add maftir, you shouldn't even add a person to get maftir, to say extra blessings. Vashvi, the person who gets the seventh aliyah, yikra haftarah with brachas, he's the one who should read the haftarah with the blessings, with the brachas. Well, yeru kaddish and acher kriyas haftarah with brachas, and you shouldn't say kaddish until after the reading of the haftarah with the brachas. As we explained before, you don't want to make an interruption in between the kaddish and, in between the reading from the Torah and the reading from the Navi. However, the Kitzur tells us, V'hainu, and this is B'Shabbos Pashut, in regular Shabbos, Havel K'Shem Maftir, Huk Mechei V'Sayayim, but in a situation where the Maftir is reading something which is an obligation of the day, something extra psukim, something that you read from the second Sefer Torah, like the Sif Shof Meiz, like we mentioned the previous Sif, V'ad, it's Shri from Likras, and after, there's no question, you have to call an Aliyah from after, you can't just read seven. And even in a situation where you only have one Sefer Torah, and they're going to roll this Sefer Torah to the other reading in order to read the proper maftir, so you're stuck in this Sefer Torah, even though it has a missing letter, an extra letter, since the halacha is that you can read from it, you will have to call seven aliyahs plus a maftir in order to read from the Chayav HaSayim, in order to read that extra obligation of the day, even from this Sefer Torah. The mincha, it's you, however, the Kitzur teaches us that by mincha on Shabbos, even though normally on Shabbos there is Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha and there is leaning by Mincha, you're supposed to read from the Torah. Since we only have an invalid Torah scroll, one that doesn't have all the right letters, so one should not read it all from the Torah. By Mincha you'll have to skip the Torah reading by Mincha. Sifyut. The Yanshe might see in Shnei Sifrei Torah in a day that they take out two Sifrei Torah, two Torah scrolls. And in Subsilberation, he found a mistake, a defect in the first one, which invalidated the first one. V'yishtoi Sifrei Torah Behechon. You have another Torah scroll, a third Torah scroll, in the Hechon, the Aron HaKadosh, in the Ark. The writes on Lakachas Atas, the Sefer Hasheni and Likreis Mitaychai, and he wanted to take the second Torah scroll that was already prepared to be used for Maftir, and you want to take that to continue and read the rest of the parsha that you're in the middle of reading now. And then you'll take the third Torah scroll out from the Arayin in order to read the Maftir. Well, yes, okay, you should not do so. So, for example, let's say Shabbos Chanukah, and the first Sefer Torah you're reading Parshas Miketz, and the second Sefer Torah you're going to read the Chanukah reading, and you found a mistake somewhere in the middle of Parshas Miketz, don't take the second Sefer Torah that's intended for the Chanukah reading and roll it to Parshas Miketz and continue from there, and then take a third one out from the Aron and read the Chanukah reading. Kitzrich and Likres to the Tech Sefer Torah, you're supposed to read from within the Sefer Torah, Mashav Huchon Mishul, what it was prepared to be read from. It's not appropriate that if you're prepared at the second Sefer Torah to read the Chanukah reading, that you should not use it for what it was originally intended. The Chaim B'Yerushim might see in Gimel Sefer Torah, and so too in a day they took out three Torah scrolls. If you found a mistake in one, don't take one of the other two to replace it, as long as you have a fourth Sefer Torah in the Aron, should take out that extra Sefer Torah. If you don't have any extra Sfarim, you don't have any more Torah scrolls, you're going to have to use one of the ones that was prepared for something else. You're stuck. But in a situation where you do have extra, then you should rather take a fresh one, a new one, rather than use one of the ones that are already out that have been prepared for something else. The Chenim Hukhov Sifrei Torah. If the Sifrei Torah were switched, meaning when they took the Torah scrolls out of the Aron HaKadosh, and they're supposed to give the first one, which is the regular week's reading, to the Chazan, and the second one to somebody else, and they made a mistake. They took out first the one which is prepared for afterwards. So I got to our example before with Shabbos Chanukah. They took the Sefer Torah, which was prepared for the Chanukah reading, and they gave it to the Chazan. So, and then they didn't realize until they opened it up. They took it out in the beam and they opened it up, and they saw that it was the wrong one. Yigalavu, they should roll it back up again. They should take the second Sefer, just switch it, slap it, roll it up again, close it up, and someone should hold it on the side like you usually do, take the other Sefer Torah, which is already prepared for the Miketz reading, or in our example, and any time for the proper reading of that, the first reading. And then afterwards, you'll take back the second one for the Maftir. Because, again, the reason is the Yikru Zabed Likra is Mitech Kal Sefer Torah and Mashuch, in order that you should read with each Sefer Torah that which was prepared for it, and not that you should switch and end up reading from this Sefer Torah something that wasn't originally prepared for. Sifyut Aleph. Say the Achin Yugim HaKadim Kadim, the order that people are obligated to be called up to receive an Aliyah to read from the Torah, will, in order of precedence. Aleph, the first one is Chasam Yom Chupasai. Obviously, it's talking about during the week on Shabbos, one does not get married, but if it's during the week when there's a day that they read from the Torah, then somebody is getting married on that day himself, the groom is getting married on that day, then he is the first, top of the list, to be obligated to be called to the Torah. Bays number two, Chasam b'Shabbos lefnei Chasana, the Chasam, the groom, and the Shabbos preceding his wedding, Shemazamim lay, that they sing for him, and that's what we call an Eifrif, the Shabbos that he gets called up to the Torah, and they sing after his Aliyah, often now busy throw candies. Shemazamim, the Bachar, and this is talking about a case where the groom has never been married before, otherwise they do not call him up to Torah to sing to him. And he's not a chiyuv, he's not obligated to get an aliyah. The nashinasa bar mitzvah, b'ez shavua, a child, boy who became bar mitzvah in the previous week, heim hashavim, they are equal. The two of these, they're second place for second level of obligation to receive an aliyah, to be called up to the Torah. I'll discuss later what do you do when you have two equal obligations and not enough aliyahs to go around. Siv Gimel. Sadik Biyam HaMila, the person who is holding the baby for the circumcision, for the bris mila, on the day of the mila itself, that's referring to the person who holds the baby, even though the word sandik is sometimes used, as we'll see in the next line, for somebody we call a kvater, who brings in the baby. This sandik we're talking about is the one who holds the baby on his lap while the male is performing the bris, performing the circumcision. So he is, has a chiyuv to receive an aliyah on the day of the bris mila. Dalad number four is sandik b'yom mila, the sandik, the other type of sandik, on the day of the bris mila. Shemachmas zatzinik obesek neses l'mayla, that he's the one who brings in the baby into the shul, into the synagogue, for the circumcision. So we call the kvater. Hey, number five, b'ahay yeledes, the husband of a woman who gave birth, she yelled a bas, that she gave birth to a girl. And the mother is going to shul that day, so that when she's in the synagogue, she's in the shul, then the husband has an obligation. He's one of those people who are supposed to receive an aliyah. He's number five on the list. Vav number six. The husband of a woman who gave birth to a son, and she is going to the synagogue. He's going to shul that day. And if these the women of the previous two, the one who gave birth to a boy or to a girl, if they're not going to shul, they're not going to be present at the time of their husbands receiving the aliyah, the husband's not obligated to receive an aliyah, unless it's the 41st day following the birth of a boy, the 81st day following the birth of a girl, because that is the time during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the temple stood, there was an obligation to bring a sacrifice on that day, after following that day. It's the first time you could bring that carbon. And therefore, they bring in getting an aliyah is sort of as a, instead of the sacrifice. So then the husband is in a chiyuv. He's supposed to get an aliyah, even if his wife is not present in the shul in the synagogue. Zion number seven. Chasan shahaisa chasim nasa imiyam dalav eilich. A chasan following his chasna, groom after the marriage, if the marriage was Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, b'shavash l'achar chasnas, on the Shabbos following the wedding, so he is supposed to receive an aliyah, as opposed to if he was earlier in the week, then is not absolutely obligated. The custom certainly is to call him up, but he's not, doesn't have the same level of obligation. The dask kishahaya b'achar he was doing, that's only when either the bride or the groom, either the chasan or the kala, would have been previously unmarried. If, however, the chasan or the kala, and the kala, both the bride and the groom, have been previously married, then there is no seven-day period of happiness, no sheva brachas, and therefore there would not be an obligation for the chasan to get an aliyah, the chasan to be called to the Torah, even if he got married Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Ches, number eight. Yartzeit, somebody who has yartzeit that day itself, and is one of his parents passed away on this Hebrew date, on this day itself, then he is supposed to receive an aliyah, be called up to the Torah. Test number nine. The father of the baby on the day of the bris itself. Yud number ten. Yartzeit, somebody who will be observing a yartzeit, there'll be an upcoming week, at some time in the next week, he's going to be observing yartzeit from one of his parents, then he should receive an aliyah. Yud Aleph, number 11, Mayol B'yer HaMila, the person who's performing the circumcision on the day of the bris, he should receive an aliyah. Yud Beis, number 12, Hasandik, that first, the son, the one who's holding the baby on his lap for the circumcision. V'achar, then following him, Avi HaBein, number, I guess, 13, would really be the father of the son who is going to have a bris. V'achar, then after him, Amoyal, the person performing the circumcision, B'Shavish Lachmiya Mila, on the week, the Shabbos before the bris mila, they would have an obligation to receive an aliyah. And then Mr. Brewer really only brings this one about the father of the baby boy who is going to have a risk when next week that he should receive an aliyah. It doesn't really count all these other obligations that the kids have been talking about for a bris mila as obligations, and everyone should follow their custom of whatever shul they are in. Now, that's the list in order of precedence. Shnei chayuvim shavim, there are two equal obligations, the situation may be, for example, you mentioned all in the beginning, if you have a chassan, a groom on the week of his eifrith, the Shabbos before his wedding, and you have a bar mitzvah, a bachur, a boy who became a mitzvah during that week, so they're equal, or you have two people every year, either anytime you have a situation where both two people are equal obligations, tell it with asas gan, it depends on the mind, the opinion of the gabbai, he can make the decision. Oh yeah, tilu gadol, or they should throw lots, they should cast lots to determine who should receive the aliyah. And if we're talking, if it's a Shabbos and you could make extra aliyah, certainly it's a nice thing to make an extra aliyah so as to prevent machlokes, prevent fights. People shouldn't be insulted. Mishaynli Uranus, somebody who's not a citizen of this city, doesn't live in this particular city, he doesn't push off any other chiyuv, even if in theory he's higher on the list. But since he doesn't live here, so the people who do live here have precedence. If there's no other chiyuv, then it's proper to give him an aliyah. But if there are other people who are obligated to receive aliyahs that actually live here, then they take precedence. Continues the kitzur, Nayagin Likras, Lemisha also Matzodah. The custom is to give somebody an aliyah if he's going to go on a trip after Shabbos, after Shabbos. A Shabbat Medech, who came back from a long trip, the Chay Nayagin Lachla covered like Reach Nichba, like Christ saying, the custom is also to give honor to a special significant guest, an honorable guest, to give him an aliyah. But if there is a chiyuv, one of the people on the aforementioned list, then they come before all of these chiyuvim. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are many places that we call sell aliyahs, that they auction off the right to the aliyahs for money. And in a case like that, there are places that have a custom to ignore the list of chiyuvim. Whoever buys it, buys it. And every place should follow their own custom.